All right, today, guys, the podcast is going to be about finance and how to set everything up before you go on that big trip. We got a lot of people reaching out talking about, Matt, we understand how you save the money, you get everything in order, but then you're ready to make this big trip. What do you do? How do you make sure everything's perfect so you're not feeling like all that anxiety about your money being back in the States while you're traveling the world? So we're gonna I'm going to get into that today and discuss that and talk about what we did that made everything super smooth and easy to navigate and have no issues. Again, I'm Matt Javitt, part of the Traveling Couple with Nikki, where we traveled for 27 straight months to 35 countries, single backpack apiece, and did it the right way and had a ton of fun. And I know that there's other people out there hoping and wishing and looking forward to doing something like we did. Travel is going to be amazing once we come out of this thing. So right now is the best way to prepare yourself for what's about to come with the travel. Make sure you got everything organized. Take advantage of what opportunities are out there now to get your money right. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Okay, so first thing, the major thing we did, and by the way, just to be clear, I am not a financial advisor. You can take this information and do it with what you want. I'm definitely going to recommend some things, but that does not mean you have to take immediate action on any of this. Again, I'm not a financial advisor. Do your own thing. Okay, so the first thing that we did was we set up a trust fund. So Nikki and I, obviously, we're at a later stage of our life. Before we left, I was in my early 40s. Nikki was in her mid 30s. So we had money saved, obviously, to do something like this. We had assets and we had investments. So we wanted to make sure that we did everything the right way and set up a trust just in case. And you should do this any time in your life, because the more that I read into it before we left was the idea that if you don't set up a trust, then essentially if something happens to you, then it's in the hands of the state and the Fed, and you don't want that. You want to be able to have people, your loved ones, be able to access your finances, whether you're from a foreign, you need somebody to step in, or if something bad happens to you. So set up a trust. We went through LegalZoom.com, super easy. I think it was like maybe $300 total. I'll put the link, and I'll put the links for all of this information in the show notes. And you can click through and find the stuff that maybe sticks out to you. So, all right, so we set up a trust, and then you just line up out all your assets to make sure everything's in line. And then you can even give things away in the case of your death or something. So definitely set up a trust when you have it. First, you don't want to just have one checking account with all your money in there just in case something bad happens. So I had multiple checking accounts, but the one that really stuck out that was extremely beneficial was a Charles Schwab account. And the reason is because they have your ATM fees, essentially no ATM transaction fees. And this is huge. As we used a lot of cash in different areas around the world in order to really mitigate risk at times, if we felt like maybe our credit cards could potentially get hacked at different places that we were at, we would use the local cash. So you'd have to go to an ATM there. And the coolest part about using the Charles Schwab card is it worked almost everywhere around the world. And then those transaction fees, those $2, $3, $4 fees that they take, you get all that money back at the end of the month. That is huge. We had months where we were getting $90 back at the end of the month of those transaction fees. So that's a really big deal. So again, the Charles Schwab account, you can just open it up. I continue to have mine open. You just keep $500 in there, $1,000. And the good part now about Charles Schwab is they've partnered with TD Ameritrade. So I actually use TD Ameritrade as a trading platform. So if you use that, and now they're synced up, it makes it real easy to transfer funds if you need them. And also their customer service, the Charles Schwab customer service is unbelievable. There were times, like I said, there are times around the world where you get scenarios. We were in Bali, Indonesia, and I was on these Facebook pages, and I saw there was a lot of hack activity going on in the region with ATMs in particular. So I worked with Charles Schwab, and I called their number, and they would lock my account unless I called them and asked them to unlock it. And during those processes of unlocking it, I would actually be on the phone with the Charles Schwab rep while I was at the ATM. I would take my money out, and then when I was done getting my money out, he or she would relock the account. So it's just that peace of mind, that security, knowing that your money is okay. It's a really big deal. So we really leveraged the Charles Schwab account. The other part too is that we had was a local relationship with our bank back home. In our case, it was BMO Harris. They're a Canadian bank, but they do a lot of business in the States. We've banked with them for a really long time. That's important because you never know when you have to reach out and call somebody and ask them either to transfer funds for maybe you're working to try to get a sailing trip, and the only way that this company takes money is through a wire and things like that. So, but just by having that peace of mind, having your local bank know. If it's one of the smaller banks, or if there's somebody within even a bigger bank that you know personally, and you build that rapport, which I had with my team back home, two guys named Justin and Jeremy. I worked with them a lot. And I would just, from time to time, just check in, make sure everything was cool, but also just so they can keep an eye on things. Just again, that's just that level of security where you have a local bank that's trying to do right by you and help you out. So highly encourage that if you can do that. And then again, keep some money in there that you can pull out when needed. But I would use that bank to then transfer into my Charles Schwab, and I would use those internal and external transfers. So I knew that the money that I was taking out, there was only about $1,000 in that account at any given time. So just in case it did get hacked, that was the only money that I had at risk. And I would have the other bank feed into that bank when I needed to. And you want to set up those internal and external transfers. So that's called an external transfer from the BMO bank to the Charles Schwab bank. You want to set those up before you hit the road, because you don't want to attempt to do that from another country. Trying to do like that VPN access, because you're probably getting a lot of red flags because they're going to think that you're hacking the system. You want to do all that stuff at home. So again, multiple bank accounts. Another thing that you want to think of that was not available when we were traveling is I'm a Bitcoin guy. I think you guys know that. I believe in Bitcoin. I believe the future of it is very strong. So whether you're looking at it as an investment or just a way to have a security with your money, I think Bitcoin is a very important thing. But there's a company called BlockFi that I've recently began to use, and they have some amazing deals right now. And I want you to look at it yourself. There's a link in the show notes, but and do your own due diligence to make sure that it makes sense for you. But for me, it makes a ton of sense, because what they do is you can put your Bitcoin into the BlockFi, which is essentially a bank for cryptocurrencies, and they give you interest on your Bitcoin, and that interest can be really big. All different states have different levels of interest, so I'm not going to quote what your state might be, but in my case, it's upwards of almost 8% a year on my investment. So that can be a really big deal. And why it's a big deal for travel, if you own Bitcoin or if you own cryptocurrencies while you travel, you can put it in BlockFi, then you can take out an interest-only loan on the value of that currency. While it's continuing to increase, you can take out a loan against that. That part was you'd always have to spend your Bitcoin in order to take the trips. This is an opportunity to have your cryptocurrency continue to hopefully increase in value while you're using funds, interest-only funds, as a loan. And then you can travel while your Bitcoin could potentially be going up, and then pay that back once you're done with your travel. So again, go look into your own details on this. I'll give you a link on it, but I would have absolutely used this before we left to put our Bitcoin into the account, and then taking advantage of that interest I could have made during our travel. But something I just learned about, I jumped all over it. I'm deeply involved now. And if there's some great deals going on right now, so look at the links to take advantage of those deals. The next thing is credit cards. Okay, so you want to use credit cards for many reasons, but the main reason is to get some points. In America, we have a great point system for credit cards, and you can get all kinds of luxuries and points to then trade for, whether it's hotel stays, free airlines. We use ours for airlines and other things. So we had three kind of luxury credit cards before we left. We had the Citi Prestige, the Chase Sapphire, and the American Express Platinum. We ended up getting rid of the American Express Platinum because there just wasn't an advantage for international travel for us. And then we stuck with the Citi Prestige and the Chase Sapphire. And those were great because the priority pass that comes with either one of those is fantastic. If you're spending time in airports around the country around the world, the lobbies, the free access to the lobbies with priority pass is worth the cost, because every time you're going there, whether it's you got a 3 or 4 hour layover, or God forbid, you got like a 12 or 15 hour layover. They've got showers and great lobbies and Wi-Fi and free food and free alcohol and everything that you want to take advantage of during that short layover before you're taking your next trip. So we love the Priority Pass aspect of it, but also the points to use on flights is a big deal. But you want to start those as early as possible, especially like right now going into the holidays. You set up these one of these different credit cards, pay off your holiday gifts, or set up your bills on auto pay, and start to rack up those points because they can be good. If you're only traveling in the U.S., I would do the Southwest Chase card, because Southwest flies to a lot of different places in America for cheaper than some of the other airlines, and they have some great paybacks for their credit cards. So I would absolutely use Chase. And then you, again, like, use your credit cards to pay everything off and the bills. And then we did leave a couple of credit cards back home to again, for security reasons, to just know that they couldn't get hacked on the road. And we would have those set up at home. And obviously I would know their numbers and everything. And then I would pay off certain bills, whether it would be an airline bill, or Airbnb was typically on the card that we had at home, and bills that we might have at home as well that we have to pay for. So I would keep at least one credit card at home in a secure place. Even maybe you just want to leave one with a friend. I left one with our parents, just in case we say like, hey, we need you to go buy this thing, then they can go purchase it on that card as well. And then we froze our credit before we left. So once you get everything lined up, all the credits all lined up, all the credit cards are lined up, we froze our credit. Real easy to do today with TransUnion, Experian. It's real easy to freeze your credit today. And I highly recommend doing that because, again, peace of mind. You just want to be able to travel knowing that everything's safe and secure and nobody's trying to hack your system and take your information. And then next level savvy, if you're in a situation like Nikki and I are, like, we're more experienced travelers, we had a chance to have long-term careers before we hit the road, and maybe you have a property paid off. We've got a real got kind of a humble condo here in Indianapolis, Indiana. We went and it was paid off, so we pulled out a HELOC, a home equity line of credit, to be able to tap into that money if you need to. Again, this is a unique situation. Like, you have property that's paid off, and even though that it's maybe just sitting there, you can use those debt cash, potential cash, by converting it into a line of credit, and then you can use that if needed. We never had to use it on the road, but you just the idea that it's there in case you have to use it, and so that you don't have to come home and do all kinds of paperwork and then pull some money out for a second line of maybe a second lien or that HELOC that I was talking about. It's just, again, it's just peace of mind and security. So that's some next level stuff, but if that might be something you want to consider if you're in that situation. And then apps. You want to be able to download a few apps before you leave and have those set up. Cash App, PayPal, Venmo. Those were all great for in case you got somebody back at home that you need to pay money real quick to do a favor for you, or you meet other travelers. Maybe you guys go out to dinner, or you just want to exchange money real quick. They picked up drinks for you or something. You didn't have cash on you. You can just pay them through the different apps that way as well. So having those apps, Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, those are all big apps globally that you can use and are great. And then for all these, I would absolutely have something like ExpressVPN as a virtual private network. It's basically your own tunnel into the internet around the world, and it helps you look like you're in Chicago if you're accessing your Chase account while you're in Santiago, Chile. And it helps from a security standpoint, make sure that you're secure whether you're in an Airbnb or a coffee shop or really anywhere. And I use this at home as well when I'm out in coffee shops around the US as well. So something to just think about. And it also helps you check out your Netflix account potentially, or other streaming services that you paid for while you're traveling the world. And then again, if you're on a budget like we were, and you're doing all the things right to make sure your money's good and you're not spending a ton of money and you're doing the right thing, I've always said, look at things like Workaway and Trusted House Sitters. These are awesome websites. There's a ton of other websites out there, but it's just a great way to get trade your services and your talents for a free place to stay, maybe a free meal. It also helps you understand the communities better and the cultures better, and it gets you involved with not only other travelers, but local hosts and business owners that they can show you like the cooler restaurants to go to, the place of the town you want to hang out at. And you get to meet cool people. So again, Workaway, Trusted House Sitters, great websites to check out. That is it. Thanks for so much tuning in. Hopefully this helps you. Hopefully this gives you kind of that outline and that structure of the ideas that that we took with us and worked, honestly, almost flawlessly. When we traveled, there was no big headaches or pains that we had while we traveled when it came to the financial stuff. You just want to set it up, because if you try to set up when you're away, it's really difficult. So you want to set it all up before, and the sooner the better, so you can test some of this stuff. Because if you're planning to hit the road in June, if you can start this stuff in November, then it makes it that much easier when you hit the road to put all these things in place. Thanks again. Always check us out at passportjoy.com. My YouTube channel continues to grow. It's at Matt Javitt. And looking forward, please comment, send us any other tips that you might think that we need to be sharing with other people, especially when it comes around finance. And looking forward to talking to you again soon.